vaccine delivery subcommittee or whatever it is. You heard him there on, he was on the business and on the news. The Mirror is leading with Ireland could have COVID-19 vaccines rolling in time for holidays, with Micheál Martin saying last night it would be a wonderful Christmas present. So maybe we might talk about that for a minute, because we're all kind of obsessed with lockdowns and everything else in this country. But like, if these vaccines are as good as they're saying, this is the game changer, and it's far more important than lockdowns, and requires far more far more of our energy at this point, in one way, I think. I know they don't want us talking about the vaccine because they're saying it's making people less kind of inclined to keep the lockdown. But at the same time, we should be talking about it, because I don't know if you were watching Sky News last night and all the UK media. They have buildings set aside for now for max vaccinations. Their GP surgeries seem to be making up lists of who their vulnerable patients are, and they're grouping up with other GP surgeries in the area to get ready for this. They are recruiting the army of people they say they will need for this project, because obviously this is the thing, more so than lockdowns, that will bring down the R rate and that will bring us a return to normalcy. And it seems, if the news is as good as it seems to be, this could all happen very quickly. So we're looking at vaccines being available in the next few weeks. We won't have a lot of them at that point, but they will be out there. Pfizer saying they'll ship them as soon as they get that authorization, which could come really quickly. Pfizer saying within hours they'll have them out. So let's talk to Jack Lambert, who's a consultant in infectious disease in the Mater Hospital in UCD. Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
Jack, I don't know if you heard Brian McCrae there, who is the head of our subcommittee on this. They're looking at this with urgency, and they're having their first meeting next week. Is Ireland going to be ready for the vaccines?
Well, that's my concern. I think it's absolutely great news that we have so many vaccines close to being approved. But I think we're somewhat over-optimistic by saying we'll have a vaccine in 2 weeks, you know, because it's a huge task to be able to get an approved vaccine through a process that is as complicated as Ireland's and as slow as Ireland has been, at least in my opinion, over the last 9 months in dealing with many of the other COVID issues. But I think it's great news, but I think we need to kind of not let our guard down, you know, saying that vaccines are around the corner, because it's going to be months and months, and it may be a year before we have it totally rolled out to the country. So I think we have to enhance our COVID prevention strategies right now, give the country hope, and then work on, make sure that task force is ready to deal with all the issues that it takes to kind of get a vaccine, you know, over the line and out to the population.
Okay. So, and obviously nobody is suggesting we let up on the other measures at the moment, but in a sense, like, are we fighting the last war there with those measures, and do we now need to avert our gaze a bit more urgently to the next war, which is the vaccination, which seems to be a very, very complex thing. And obviously, certainly the Pfizer one needs to be kept very cold, etc. I hear, for example, there's a shortage of dry ice in the world at the moment because of increased demand for food preparation. So, like, you can see there's millions of things involved here. And do you think are we getting ourselves ready in the right way?
Well, I don't know. There needs to be some transparency in terms of what's going on. There was just a recent 16th of November guidance from the WHO, guidance on developing a national deployment and vaccination plan for COVID-19 vaccines. It goes through everything that you have to do, and you know, to prepare appropriately, rather than saying we're going to form a committee. We'll have the vaccines in 2 weeks. There's some detailed steps you have to do. There's a roadmap. Are the regulatory agencies on board? You know, who's going to be prioritized? You know, where's the building you're going to do it? Who's the staff you're going to use? You can't take the staff from other COVID things. You're going to have to find, you know, new staff to do that. There's a whole, what's the cold chain that you mentioned? It's quite complicated. It's difficult to have a cold chain. These vaccines, probably you have to have 10, 20, 30 people ready when you thaw the vaccine out to give all at the same time. What's the plan for that? Who's going to do that? Are you going to take the vaccine to the vulnerable people, or are you going to have a special site? I mean, there's so many considerations in all of this. And then there is an Irish National Advisory Group, NIAC, on vaccines. Are they a part of the solution? They should be critical to be a part of the solution. A lot of my colleagues have expertise in vaccines. I've got expertise in vaccines. I was involved in the rollout of the meningitis vaccine in the UK back in 2000. But, there's lots of people, lots of expertise. Pfizer has lots of expertise in Ireland. The companies in Ireland have lots of expertise. We should bring them all to the table on Monday, and we should have announcements on every single plan that we have, from regulatory to cold chain to distribution to where we're going to do it to who's going to do it to barcoding to monitoring of side effects to evaluate response. There's a whole plan that has to be put together there, and I think it's overly optimistic to say we're going to have it in 2 weeks.
Yeah. How long in your experience of rolling out vaccines? So if we're having the first meeting next week, how long is it going to be? And I gather we're going to have to prove we have the supply chain ready before any vaccines will be handed over as well. When would you see us being able to set up something like that?
I think it'd be nice to see a few nursing homes vaccinated in January, February. It'd be nice to see healthcare workers vaccinated, in that time period. And it'd be nice to say all high-risk groups vaccinated by June, July, and then the whole population vaccinated by the end of next year. But this, I think this is the kind of realistic timeline we need to give people. I'm hoping it'll be sooner, but I think this is a realistic timeline, and we need to tell the Irish population, keep up all your prevention in the meantime till the vaccine comes along.
And Breen McGrath, in fairness, was saying there that there will be, as soon as they have definite and clear information, they will be fully transparent about it. Kingston Mills is writing in the Irish Times today, and he's making the point that, for example, we don't have, each patient does not have a discrete kind of whatever file number or barcode in our health system that is shared across all the health system, and that's problematic.
Yeah. Well, it's problematic, but then if that's unachievable, you can use paper. I mean, if you look, I worked on vaccine programs in Haiti. Haiti is the poorest country in the world. You don't have electricity. They were able to roll out vaccines, in a third world country using a cold chain. And there are projects that go on across the world to roll out vaccines. We need to do what we can practically do as quickly as possible. And, I just think we don't look for impossible solutions. Let's look for practical solutions that are going to work in Ireland.
Okay. I suppose the messing around aspects of the flu vaccine this year doesn't inspire a huge amount of confidence either.
Yeah. And then the final thing in this guidance from the WHO, we need to get the country on board. There's lots of anti-vaxxers, and this and that. And I agree with that. And even this year, look, there's been a delay in getting our flu vaccine. I wasn't able to get a flu vaccine. There was a delay in delivery and getting it to my clinic for my high-risk patients. I just started finally vaccinating them yesterday, Friday, in clinic. So we should have been vaccinated in September. So there's not a lot of confidence in what we've done so far.
And your patients are high risk. You're running an infectious diseases clinic, yes?
What I'm saying is,
and you got flu vaccine yesterday.
We finally got a supply for all of our patients yesterday. No, we didn't have a supply in September, October, November. There's been delay this year in getting flu vaccines to the Irish population. I'm just saying we've not had a good track record. Now, I don't know the reasons for that, but the issue is that there's no good reasons. But the reality is we need to get our Irish population on board that vaccines are a good idea rather than this anti-vax sentiment. So I think on a day-to-day basis, we need to have campaigns on television explaining what vaccines do and explaining the importance of it and explaining the importance of, protecting the vulnerable until they can have access to these vaccines. So I think it's a complicated situation. I'm pro-vaccines. because I think I've seen the effect that it's had in the third world. I think it's seen the effect it's had in pediatric meningitis, all sorts of infection. My son was one of the first kids, he's 30 now, to get the Haemophilus vaccine in Rochester, New York, when it was still an experimental vaccine. I don't see meningitis anymore from Haemophilus in children. Vaccines have revolutionized infectious diseases, and we have this opportunity with COVID.
Okay. Are you confident we're going to do this well, Jack?
No, I'm not. I'm not. But I think this is an opportunity for our government, not just to say we're forming a committee and then just keep everything a secret and not let the public know. This is an opportunity to get all the experts in Ireland, the national groups, the vaccine companies in Ireland, everybody who has expertise at every level following this WHO document to let's do it right this time. So this is an opportunity. A lot of talented people in Ireland. We can do it right.
Okay. Jack Lambert, thanks a million.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.